from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Somebody text in, why y'all think Bullock gonna take somebody's job? It's just a matter.
He's balling.
It's just a matter of time, man. I mean, and like what we've been seeing a lot of, Petrie in the slot with Murray and Ward as the safeties in the back. And I don't think it's Jimmy Ward. First off, I want to say all of them have been playing well, I would say.
They have.
It's made hard. There's not a stinker in the box.
Right.
So they've all been playing well, but you can just see and tell the more he gets it and the more he is getting it through camp and picking it up, he now just has body size and ability to go and do things that are just not really coachable or teachable.
And even more importantly, he's the only one in that room that can do it. It's just a different skill set. If everybody stays healthy, I don't think he takes anybody's position all year long. I think right now, in fact, I'd be willing to bet money on this. The plan right now, if he goes out there and he's all over the damn place making plays, which is very likely, then that changes the game. But like the plan, I think, is they've got Jimmy Ward's getting up there in age. Right, they're probably going, okay, we're gonna manage his snap count, and we've got a really good young player that we want to get on the field anyway, so it just makes perfect sense. Let's lessen Jimmy Ward's snaps per game, and hopefully we can get him to last an entire season. Versus, because you know, remember in the past it was like, yeah, he can play safety. Well, if somebody else gets hurt, he can play nickel too. He was like a utility guy that was going to be on the field all the time, no matter what. And then you end up playing ultimately out of position. It ends up being a mess. So I think the plan is more of, let's get a really good three safety rotation. And it load manages one of our older players. That's very critical because he is a tone setter for us. And it also allows us to put a guy on the field that is got a unique skill set and a unique build that just simply nobody else on the team can do what he can do. With his wingspan, his size. So I just...
The much ground he covers.
Yeah,
to get over.
I'm with you. I don't... There's a bad one in the bunch. They've all been playing well, and I think this is more about a rotation than it is a replacement.
Well, in a rotation, I think he's going to be in the rotation and on the field very, very soon more than somebody else. I don't think it's going to be him that is playing the lesser amount of snaps here coming up. and maybe as soon as week one. You could just tell. I mean, that pick he had today, what was it, one-handed?
Yeah, it was just super athletic, man. One of those, the ball skills are ridiculous. Just the awareness, the instincts are ridiculous. It was a ball. Look, the ball was forced into coverage. There was, like I said, there was. I didn't see who was in front of him, but apparently it was Kamari Lassiter. And there was another. I don't know if it was a linebacker or who it was underneath. There was actually two defenders underneath and one over the top. I don't know what the hell Matthew Stafford was doing. It looked like he was forcing the ball into coverage. So it was tipped around. I think it was actually tipped twice. And then all of a sudden, Kalen Bullock, through all the traffic, is able to just keep his feet and keep his balance and make a one-handed catch. It's just and he made it ultimately look easy. So it was a hell of a play. I agree it's going to be very difficult to keep him off the field, but I would be shocked, unless somebody gets hurt, if this is we're not going to start Jimmy Ward. I think Bullock may end up getting more reps than Jimmy Ward, but I think it would surprise me if it.
For me, it's more Murray. If Murray. Yeah,
every time I've seen Bullock on the field, he's replacing Ward. So yeah. That's my own. But I agree with you. Like I would think.
Because I feel like what Ward can do, what Murray does. Like, at least they think.
Yeah, I think they're probably the goal is probably for all of them to be interchangeable. But I don't know. I don't know. I just know I see 41 and 23 out there a lot more than I see 41 and 20. So it's usually Jimmy Ward he's replacing. So either way it goes, I think you're going to have a healthy rotation of safeties versus one guy upseating the other.
No, he's playing his tail off and making it that really he is. Difficult. All right, big series coming up. Spencer Getty gets the ball tonight. Hunter Brown Friday. Framber Valdez Saturday, and then Yusei Kikuchi.
It feels huge.
Will go Sunday. So a four-game set against the Baltimore Orioles, who have one of the best records in baseball and have had one of the best records in baseball all season long. They have been up the top of the AL East. Them and the Yankees are battling things out. Right now they are a half a game out of the lead in the AL East. So they are one of the best teams in baseball, have been really the last 2 years. And this is big. Listen, the Astros are going to be in the playoffs. By the way, the Mariners fired their manager today. They're in the wow. God, dog.
You really got to fall apart, man. Well done. Shout out to the Merman up in Seattle.
Sorry, Scott Service. About that, I know that was.
I never was a big fan of his. That RBF. There's only a handful of men that I've ever witnessed that have an RBF. He's got one.
I'm certain there's a video out there where he ticked me off when we were in here, and I just couldn't believe he just said, "Yes, you're done. Beat me.
Oh yeah,
just keep beating me."
Yeah, a little tease for you. You might be hearing more about him in about an hour on the turds.
Okay. He's on the turd list for getting fired.
It might be.
We'll wait for it. This is becoming a Joanne. This is becoming a bit. This is becoming a bit right now, or you're just putting people on the turd list for, like, he can't be on the turd list for a getting fired. I'm certain this was probably Scott.
You don't know my case yet. You'll see.
Post-playing career dream job, and Tyler's going to put him on the turd list.
If he's getting out of coaching, it may be the last chance he has, so Tyler has to just make hay when he can, you know?
But they fired their manager, and they are now the only team in the West above 500. The Astros are. Everybody else. That's why he was.
So much for all
duties.
The talk. Boy, how wrong were we when we were talking about how much better this division is?
Yeah, you ain't lying.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.